Part 2. What will life be like in the 22nd century? Well, I imagine that it will be very different from what it is today. There have been big changes to the way we live over the last 100 years, and nothing is going to stop more changes happening in the future. One thing we can definitely be sure of is that there will be more people in the world, and that they will live longer than they do today. It will be difficult to provide food for everyone, but we are making great progress in agriculture, so there is no reason to be pessimistic. Will robots with artificial intelligence control our lives? Some people who are frightened by rapid technological change think they will, but I don't think so. Of course, we will live in an increasingly technological world, but let's not forget that man controls machines, and not vice versa. I really hope that in the 22nd century, children from poorer countries won't die because they can't see a doctor, and that every child in the world will have the opportunity to go to school. Education is the answer to so many of our problems. What I think will be very exciting in the next century is the way we travel. Wouldn't it be marvellous to fly to Australia in 4 hours, or take high-speed trains from one city to another like we take a bus today? Just a dream? Who knows? So, will life be better in 100 years than it is today? I don't know what you think, but my answer is a definite yes. Now turn to part 3, questions 14 to 19. You will hear a teacher talking to a group of students who are starting a one-week English language course at Mayfield College. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part 3.